Rockets from Gaza injure six Israelis as Hamas blasts peace deal. By Deborah Danon on September 15, 2020. Rockets fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip injured six people Tuesday evening. In what appeared to be in protest over the concurrent signing of the peace deals between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, which the Gaza ruling Hamas terror group has called an act of aggression. Sirens sounded in the southern towns of Ashdod and Ashkelon just as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was wrapping up his speech at the White House ceremony marking the signing of the historic Abraham Accords. Two Israelis were evacuated to hospital and treated for shrapnel wounds, the Magen David Adom EMT service said. Netanyahu's strategic adviser and former Breitbart Jerusalem bureau chief Aaron Klein slammed the terrorist cowards. Gaza terrorist cowards are desperately launching rockets at Jews because they know this new era of peace will isolate their paymasters in Tehran, he wrote on Twitter. Iran-backed terrorists are not going to stop peace for one second and, as the children of Abraham come together to forge the path of real peace. Hamas released a statement shortly after the rockets were fired blasting the peace deals. The normalization agreements between Bahrain, the UAE, and the Zionist entity are not worth the paper they were written on, a spokesperson for the terror group said. Our people insists on continuing its struggle until it secures the return of all its rights. During his address at the ceremony, Netanyahu said the peace accords would bring an end to the Israeli-Arab conflict once and for all. Netanyahu hailed the historic day. This day is a pivot of history. It heralds a new dawn of peace, said Netanyahu. Netanyahu thanked President Donald Trump for his decisive leadership. You've successfully brokered the historic peace we are signing today. A peace that has broad support in Israel, in the Middle East, in America, indeed, in the entire world, says Netanyahu. It brings hope to all the children of Abraham, Netanyahu said of the so-called Abraham Accords. Ultimately, strength brings peace, the Israeli premier said. To all of Israel's friends in the Middle East, those who are with us today and those who will join us tomorrow, I say Salam Aleikum, added Netanyahu, using the Arabic expression for peace. This was unimaginable a few years ago. But with resolve, determination, a fresh look at how peace is done, said Netanyahu. Thank you, Mr. President. Trump said the deal would put an end to all the lies and treacheries in the region, such as the lie that the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Temple Mount in Jerusalem is under attack by Israel. These lies pass down from generation to generation, said Trump. But the countries are breaking free from the failed approaches of the past, he added. The people of the Middle East will no longer allow hatred of Israel, said Trump.